1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Get the KFC $20 fill-up, now with extra crispy tenders for the big game. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary, tax and substitutions extra.
Oh, man. We're sitting here watching the monitor, the news. And I guess I'm the only one in the room who didn't know about this Kim Kardashian robbery. I was in Kansas City all weekend, and I wasn't watching the news. I'm not going to eat into Jose's time with this. But just, let's just think about this. $10 million worth of jewelry on you in Germany, and you're robbed, and it's stolen.
Was it Germany or
France?
Sorry, it was in France.
France. And you just wait. The tweets. Oh, I hope Kim's okay. I feel so bad. Ah, it's going to be unbelievable. But enough about that. It's time to talk a little tech talk. As you know, there's a new iPhone out, the 7, and that's about the extent of my knowledge of what's new in the tech world. Jose Hernandez is here. And before it's over, a couple of times, we'll give you his email address, because I get emails a lot from people going, how do I get in touch with Jose? Well, we'll give you that. Right now, we're going to give you phone numbers, because you're going to want to call. He has a short monologue, and then it's all yours. So if you're frustrated with your television, or you're looking for a TV, you're shopping, it's time for a new phone. What in the world do I get? Android? Do I get the Galaxy? Do I get blah, 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 blah? And there are a million questions. He has a million answers. He's Jose Hernandez, for goodness sakes. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is how you get in touch with them. And now the phone numbers from most cell phones, *KTRS. From regular phones or those other cell phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
Frank, I am excellent. How are you?
Good, and thank you. I want to thank you publicly. Jose sends me...
Porn? No, not porn.
He sends me news stories that he knows I will appreciate and that you folks never get to see. Positive, responsible gun owner stories. Positive cop stories. And I have a great cop story to share with you. And unfortunately... if he hadn't given it to me and I hadn't shared it with you, you'd never know what happened. And we're going to try to do more of those. So you guys have anything frustrating?
No.
Dan, any questions for Jose from you?
No.
I don't think I have anything. I think maybe last week did I mention Hulu? I did get the app Hulu, and I paid the $8, and I bought a simple cable to go from my iPad into my TV, lightning port to HDMI, and boy, does it work great. It works. So good. Now I can, instead of watching something on Netflix on the iPad, and I know that there's Chromecast and
Apple TV,
but those require Wi-Fi.
Yes.
And I don't have Wi-Fi, so this works out great. And that's the extent of my contribution, and now here's Jose Hernandez.
Speaking of Hulu, they are now offering the first 12 months of your contract for $5.99 a month.
Okay.
They would like to get ahead of Netflix and the other providers. So for the first 12 months...
of course they do that, because I just did it last week. I just subscribed. Now they do that.
Right. Well, they knew it was you. You were the one that pushed them over. Nah. It's limited to new Hulu customers, so if you want, you probably can get it if you did it last week, because I presume...
Well, you know what I did? They had a two-week trial. I can say I'm out.
Well, and I presume this was in the pipeline long before you signed up. So
okay.
You can call them and go, listen,
hey,
you had to have been on this before.
Okay.
First year, the promotion is limited to the new Hulu customer. Appears to be subscription service with the limited ads. Once it's done, it's going to go back to $8 a month, $7.99 after the first year. And if you want the streaming content service with no ads, it's $11.99 or $12 a month. There'll be no commercials for that.
Okay.
ISO iPhone operating system 10.0.2 is out. They came out with the second minor revision to it. Those of you that have installed it, there's a couple things you might want to check. I'm getting some emails about people's data plans just being unreasonably chewed up. The first thing you do is turn off the Wi-Fi assist. And what that does is it tries to fill in space where if you have limited cellular connection but Wi-Fi is nearby, it will take over and use Wi-Fi until the whichever one's quicker comes back, which is usually your data plan.
Okay.
If it's running, it's going to eat your data regardless. You just, in my opinion, would be to turn it off. Turn off background refresh. A lot of your applications will continue to work in the background even if you're not using them.
Now, see, I've heard that. Does that really eat up battery life?
It can. It absolutely can. Depending on, like, if you're moving from cell location a lot and your phone's having to reconnect to do updates like your location, it downloads certain stuff, uploads certain stuff for you.
So it is a good idea to kick out all the active apps or whatever that you're not using every once in a while.
Right. You can just go into the settings in the background app refresh and turn it all off. And then when you use an app like Mail,
yeah,
it'll tell you you'll get a little warning say to turn it on.
Okay.
And then last but not least, the finger scan. There are people who are concerned about having to do their finger scan all the time and how long you have to hold it. There is a workaround for it. You can turn on, which is just finger contact as opposed to the actual scan, and that will make life a little easier for our iPhone friends.
What does that mean, contact? Well, that's what my iPhone is. You just put your thumb on it. You don't have to.
Right, as opposed to trying to figure out how to find the spot because there's not a spot physically anymore.
Okay.
The home button isn't a button anymore. It's a location. You can just use it anywhere on the screen and turn on it so that when you're holding it, just in the act of picking up, it will unlock it for you.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yeah.
We got a bunch of calls here. We will start with CW. CW, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, CW.
CW, what's up?
AM and the PM, man.
Thank you, man.
Hallelujah. Always. Okay. Friday, Carney had a remote from the flooring center.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Yeah.
Yes.
And these little commercials, I was trying to get set it up where I can have it on the computer. You know, whatever you call
it. To stream it?
Yeah, stream, sorry. Yeah, turn it in. Hey, anyway.
Anyway.
Yes, sir. Okay, so anyhow, doggone thing kept me getting the Boardwalk ad all evening when I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm going to turn this off and try it in the morning when the trading station's on. Same thing. Still getting the ad across the screen every 15 seconds. I don't know what's the deal. I'm trying to get KTRS. I listen to it in the morning and most of the day, and I don't know what's wrong.
What browser are you using?
I go to KTRS.
No, are you using Internet Explorer or Chrome?
Oh, I got UVerse, yeah.
No. Internet Explorer.
What do you open to get on the Internet?
Yeah.
I'm on Yahoo.
No.
CW, what you're going to have to do is clear the cookies.
Oh, he's not going to.
From your browser.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so when you're back on the Internet, just whatever name, if it's Chrome or if it's Firefox or if it's Opera, if it's Safari, if it's Internet Explorer, whichever one you're using, go to the search bar and type in clear cookies, and it will give you instructions on how to get rid of the cookies, and that should take care of the problem.
Okay. Now, not too long ago, I got Windows 10. I thought, well, maybe this is a glitch.
Nope, shouldn't be Windows 10 doing it to you.
And CW, I thank you so much for listening on Saturday morning, but it's the KTRS, First Community Credit Union, yard sale.
Oh, yeah.
You called it the name that old people station used to have years ago. But you're listening, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff on that program. It's a great show.
Well, thank you. I hope that helps you, what Jose said, okay?
Okay, well, we'll give that a whirl and clear the cookies off and see if we can hook back up on a regular basis.
Thank you, CW.
All right, man. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Speaking of cookies.
Yes.
Jose is a baker. He piddles around. He brought in some chocolate chip. He brought in three, and he left them sitting in front of me.
No, he brought in like six.
Yeah, you only saw three.
Hold on. Were the six for me, Jose? Were they?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. This is the kind of the. These are the people that work with me.
They steal
my cookies.
But I saved you. I was helping.
There were three left when I got here.
Yeah.
And you and Dan had a bet that Dan, oh, he's not going to eat one of them.
Dan told me that there was no way with your new svelte look and your new
that I would
healthy
eat
eating that you would eat a cookie. Yeah. And I said, well, Dan, like me, Frank will always eat a cookie.
The difference in the new me is I eat one and not all three. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. This guy, these are chocolate chip. I've tasted chocolate chip cookies, and you eat them and go, that's not what a chocolate chip cookie should taste like. This is exactly what they should taste like. Stay away from me around the holidays. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Let's take another call. This will be Elliot. Elliot, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you doing?
Good, Elliot. How are you?
I'm awesome, AM and the PM.
That's why, right there.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jose, I was talking to Dan.
Everyone does.
I got on, so I know, and he was going on and on, so I missed a little, a little bit of what you're saying. You may have been covering what I was calling about. I just downloaded the new download for my iPhone 6.
Yes,
normally,
awesome.
Normally how I would use my phone today, I would have had like 82% of my battery.
Right.
And like, as of right now, it's at 50%.
Oh, boy.
So I kind of missed what, if you were covering that, well, I don't know.
You need to extend your battery life, you need to go in and turn off Wi-Fi Assist.
Okay.
You need to turn off background refresh. And then you need
that's
to that's all in settings.
Okay.
And then see which of your apps are using your cellular plan. And you can toggle them all off so that when you go to use one and it's looking for a cellular connection, it'll pop up a message saying, is it okay to use cellular?
I always look and see what apps are open and flip them off with my thumb. Is there something else you do besides that?
Yeah, you can go in, you can turn them off in the settings so that they have to be enabled when you use them versus always being on.
If you do it that way, you don't have to flip through them. It'll turn them all off.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, see, Elliot, Dan, what he's supposed to do when he answers the phone, he's supposed to say, hi, what's your first name? And you say, Elliot, he goes, hold, please. That's supposed to be the extent of his conversation. Dan just can't do that. Hey, how many kids do you have? Where'd you go to school? What is the end of that?
Actually, it was my fault because I went to a concert at the pageant, ran into Sandy at the Moonrise Hotel Bar. And she said she was Dan's girlfriend, and I didn't believe it, so she called him and put me on the phone with it.
Okay, well, then it was your fault. Although, he's been trained in the handbook. It says, Dan, if they start trying to talk to you, go, I'm sorry, we got other callers, please hold. But he didn't do that. Oh, Elliot, thank you.
He's too nice of a guy for that.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thanks, Elliot.
Yeah, that's all we need to hear. Let's see. This is, I think, Jay. Jay, say hi to Jose.
Jose and guys, hello.
Hello, Jay.
While I'm waiting for you, I'm reading the internet here, and it says if you hover when you pee in a public bathroom, you need to read this. I haven't gotten that far yet. But back to Jose.
What?
If you hover, what does that mean?
Women hover, I think. That's what I heard.
The symbol has a man, women, and wheelchair restroom. So, anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go right ahead. What do you have for Jose?
Ultra high definition TV. I have a opportunity for a super good buy on one, but I went online and looked, and I don't see anything other than Netflix and movies and things like that in ultra high definition.
Correct.
But that's going to change.
Changes every day.
There'll be more and more and more.
Did you get a Blu-ray player when they came out, Jay?
No, I haven't bought it. Some guy has one.
No, Jay. Back in the day when Blu-ray players first came out, did you buy one?
No.
Have you bought one since?
No.
Okay. When Blu-ray players came out, there were literally
I'm older.
There were literally 10 movies that took advantage of Blu-ray.
Right.
Now it's almost as hard to find a normal definition that doesn't have a Blu-ray included.
Well, you know what they do? They package two DVDs, a regular and Blu-ray.
Right. So the high def content is coming.
Eventually, everything will be not just ultra high def; it'll be high def for 4K.
Right.
So it can't hurt to have it if the cost is not that much more.
Is ultra in between HD and 4K?
I believe ultra. Watch this. I believe ultra is 2.7K. Is that correct? How about me?
Hey!
Yeah!
4K is going to be the standard for the next 5 or 10 years, although I have seen demonstration models of 8K television. which doubles the 4K. Man, but I don't think, Jay, you can go wrong with a 4K.
I don't even think the real world is in 8K, if you look at it. That's clearer than the actual real world.
No, but it's close.
No, if it's not that much more, get it, because a lot more stuff's going to be coming.
Jay, how big is the television?
60-inch, $700.
Good for you, man. Oh, my God, that's a good deal.
And if you don't take it, send me an email and tell me where it is. I may need one.
Oh, that's a good deal.
LG, well, I'm out here in Las Vegas.
Well, you're in the home of the big stuff.
Yeah, that's a great deal. That sounds good.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, thank you,
Jim. Well, back to iOS 10.
Yes.
It scrambled, changed a number of apps.
Yes. For the better for you. Apple's taking good care of you.
You know, my gas buddy, I've got to go back in and put all my locations in. But anyway, enough of that. Anyway.
And I think he said, not only that, I think he said SH. He said, anyway, but we'll just let it go. Because I think he took the I out of it.
Yeah.
It actually came out.
He's apparently happy with his Apple.
Yeah. And then ultra high, a 60 inch?
60 inch for $700.
Oh, man. They're getting real affordable now. This would be Andrew. Andrew, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose, what's up?
Not much, Andrew. What's up with you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just have a quick question. I bought an iPhone 6S from eBay. It's T-Mobile. I have Sprint. When I took it to T-Mobile to have the carrier unlocked, the store, they said, we'll call the number. So I called the number. They tell me to go back to the store. So I finally get through customer service, and they say that they will not unlock the phone or Sprint unless I'm a T-Mobile customer. And then I talked to somebody else, and they said it's actual law that they have to unlock it. And I'm just curious, is this phone, you know, can I use it with Sprint at all? Is there anything I can do to get T-Mobile to unlock it?
Yeah, go to a different T-Mobile store.
They can do it at the store?
Yeah, I would think so. They should have a technician at the T-Mobile store that should be able to unlock it for you.
Okay. Cool. Right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. And now it's Mark's turn. Mark, say hi. It sounded like bark. I thought it was a dog barking. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Oh. Yeah, hi, Jose. How you doing?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Wow. I'm doing fine. Listen, I've got a question for you. A couple of them, actually. He keeps talking about using his phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Will that use up my data on
yes.
the phone, though?
Absolutely.
It will. Oh, okay. Well, then, fortunately, Frank Opinion can afford to have, like, unlimited data, but I can't.
Well, hang on a minute. I don't know what you mean by that. I don't have unlimited data. I have a standard AT&T plan. It's a shared plan with my wife's phone, my daughter's phone, and they roll over.
And how much do they use?
I think the three of us, use something like 20 to 30 gigabytes a month.
Really? Okay. See, I only have 8 on my plan.
That's not many. That's not much.
No.
Yeah, I
no.
see how much it'd be for a bigger plan, because if you're going to use that as your, like I have to in the woods, that is my connection to the internet world. 8's not going to cut it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's no possible way of me doing that. So if I have, if I have Wi-Fi at my house.
Yes.
I'm using my Wi-Fi at the house. Is that using up any of my data on my phone?
If your phone is configured to use Wi-Fi when it's available, no.
Okay.
But that's a great question, because you turn Wi-Fi off.
If you turn the Wi-Fi on the phone off, you're going to use data wherever you go.
Okay. Yeah, no, I actually use it. And now one other question. I'm looking to, I used to have a program, and it quit. Being able to download and store YouTube videos on my phone.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know you could do that.
Pardon me?
I didn't even know you could do that.
I used to be able to
yeah.
on this one program. It was called Download Some or Another.
Thank you.
And it no longer allowed me to do it. So do you know of one that I can do that with?
I do not have one that I use or recommend, but I'm sure if you'll do a search in the interweb.
Yeah, I did, and I couldn't find one.
Go to download.com.
Uh-huh.
It's run by a company called CNET. They're fairly well known in the industry.
Okay.
And I'm sure somebody has one that'll allow you to
download the videos. I would think so, because I'm with him. There's some things on YouTube I'd love to capture and keep.
Yeah, and I used to be able to, actually. Yeah. In fact, I would, like, you know, you could watch whole episodes of The Family Guy.
Yeah.
You can find them on YouTube. And I can download them on my phone and watch my as at work.
Wow.
But it's, I don't know, something happened and YouTube sued them, or I don't know. So I can no longer do it.
All right. That was it. Download.net?
Download.com.
Download.com. I'm sorry. There you go.
Download.com?
Download.com. Yep.
Oh, I'll try it out.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I like this name. And I'm going to go, this is either Dina or Deanna. I'm going to say it's Dina. Is it Dina?
It's Dina.
Okay, Dina, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What may I do for you, Dina?
Okay, I am in the market for a new phone. I've always had an Android, and I currently have a Galaxy Note 2.
Okay.
And my kids have been after me to, you know, get an iPhone for the FaceTime app on it, and I went in with, I was going to get the new 7, went into the AT&T store, and basically that guy kind of talked me out of it to get an Android. He said it's a better phone.
I agree.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
You might want to introduce your children to an application called Skype.
No, we have Skype. We have Skype.
Okay. Hey, Dina, are you on Facebook as well?
Yes.
And your kids are on Facebook?
Yes.
You can FaceTime
through Facebook.
Through Facebook on your Messenger. You can go to Messenger and click them up, and then there's a video camera that you hit, and then you can FaceTime through that.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
Me either. But, you know, the camera is a big thing to me.
Yes.
And that's why I was going with the 7, the iPhone, the Apple, the 7, because it's got two cameras, you know, the zoom in and the regular lens. And the camera's a big deal to me. You know, I take a lot of pictures. So that's
if you take that many pictures, how come you don't have just a regular camera for pictures?
Because who wants to carry around a camera?
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you. I'm with you.
There you go.
I haven't carried a camera for years.
No, I don't want a camera. No. You know, you whip out your phone and, you know.
Easy.
You don't. Oh.
Now, if you say whip out, we'll always turn that into something dirty. Mm-hmm. So the camera on the 7, is it not?
I whip this out.
Are they saddles. Are they the same quality as Android?
Probably the iPhone has a better quality camera.
Yeah.
It's got image stabilization on the 7S.
But the average person, you never notice the difference.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you. And that's it. We're done. But Jose's work is never done. What's that old saying? Man can work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done, or something like that. Jose's work is never done. If you need to reach him, here he is with his email address.
I am techquestions@ktrs.com.
All right, that is techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Good day, everybody.
Thanks for the cookies. The one. I ate one and only one. I'm being really good about this stuff. Except this past weekend in Kansas City, because we took a cherry pie with us from the smokehouse. And I had one piece of that. Traffic, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Before we talk fast and wound off.
Yeah.
And I'll let Dan do it, because he's actually trained to do this, and it's a union thing. And now here's Dan Strauss to introduce Tim Weiland.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank. And now here's Tim Weiland to give you some traffic.
If you're traveling on westbound Highway 70 past Grand, there's an accident. They've actually cleared the accident, but the fire trucks are washing down the highway. The two right lanes are blocked. Traffic already backed up to the depressed section. If you're traveling eastbound on 40, it's slow now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got a report of an accident possibly in the right lane on southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, headed that way now. Southbound 55, a pretty clean run from downtown through South County, but on westbound 44, you've got slow pockets little west of Grand through Kings Highway from Hampton out through Shrewsbury. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for more savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
Hi, thank you, Tim. And now joining us live, and not by satellite, by telephone, John Londoff. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And how are you, Frank?
I'm great. I believe we're having, is it this week we're having dinner together?
We are.
Yeah, I think Thursday night or something, right?
Oh, come on. You can't tell me that you've kind of forgotten
no,
about
I,
that.
No, here, I have to get my, hang on. I don't remember. I just think it's this week, and I'll tell you exactly when it is. We are having dinner.
Thursday.
Yes, Thursday night. There you go.
Hey, piano. You know, are you dinner this week?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I asked Peon if we were having dinner this week.
No, no.
But we're not.
You can't have dinner with us. This is private. This is a private. This is a business meeting.
Well, you could, but just not this Thursday.
Yeah, any other Thursday you could.
Yeah, okay.
And John will teach you how to play credit card roulette. It's fun when you win. When you win, meaning the other person ends up having to pay.
Well,
the great thing is watching the person who lost looking at their face.
Oh yeah, that's all. That's a lot of fun.
Okay, scratch that. We'll end up. We'll go. We'll just go out together somewhere else. We don't want to play credit card roulette.
So I actually thought about you yesterday. My wife and I are driving back from Kansas City, and I outdoor. We have this show Outdoors, Dan, and I haven't. Dan was in here a few weeks ago, okay, and I saw him for the first time in 6 years, and I haven't heard the show forever, so I'm listening to it, and I start thinking about you, because I thought, well, John would understand what he's talking about. He's talking about turkey hunting and stuff, and using terms I had no idea. Well, he's talking about turkeys bunching up, and then not bunching up, and some other, and I thought, man, I don't know what this means, but you would have known. And are we not close? Is duck season coming soon?
It's coming soon.
Is
coming
it
really soon. The November? northern zone of the beautiful state of Missouri is October 29th.
Ah.
So this Saturday afternoon, I looked at Mimi and we were talking in the kitchen and going over some stuff, and I'm like, oh. You know where I'm going to be 4 weeks from today. And I said it real serious. I looked her right in the eyes, and she had this worried look on her face, like I was going out of town or something she didn't know about. She goes, where are you going to be? I'm like, at the duck club.
That's funny, because I looked at my wife and said, hey, you know where I'm going to be 4 weeks from now? I'm going to be with Mimi Londo, because John's going to be at the duck club. See, the duck even thinks that's funny.
I don't think that's funny.
I do. How's business?
Business is good.
Good. Hey, great commercial, finally, for Chevy trucks. It's you know, most of what they do, you know how I feel about it. But that commercial they're running, where they drop, have you seen this? They drop that toolbox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, this is great. They drop a toolbox into the bed of a Ford F-150. Corner first, and it punches a hole in the bed of the truck. Then they drop the same toolbox, same way, corner first, in the Chevy, barely a dent.
Yeah.
That's because the Ford has an aluminum bed. And for all the time, well, it's lighter. And look, and I don't knock other products. I always say, there's not a bad vehicle made. Yeah, they're all fine. But I think that's a very effective commercial. If a person is looking for a pickup truck, that they finally did something that I said, okay, you know what? That's powerful. That's effective. I don't want a hole punched in my truck.
It's the best looking truck out there too, and it rides like no other truck. It doesn't ride like a truck, you know.
I don't think they've ridden like trucks for the last few years.
No, they're unbelievable. And you know, I've always said, and I've told you this before, you know, if you go to an auto auction and you look at the number of professionals, this is what they do for a living, buying and selling automobiles, cars and trucks. And you look at the number of people that surround, you know, a Chevy Silverado, coupe cab or double cab, you know, versus the number of buyers that surround a Ford F-150. I mean, it's 2-1, sometimes 3-1. And again, they always want to talk about they're the number one selling truck in America. They're not, you know, because we share a combination of production with our little cousins, GMC. So you really need to combine GM truck sales, Chevy, which, you know, sometimes just barely doesn't outsell for. But then when you throw in, you know, a couple hundred thousand plus GMCs that are sold throughout the world, of the country, then, I mean, we kick Ford's butt.
Now, that's a great point, because Ford doesn't have the equivalent of a GMC. It's
no,
just
they don't have a Lincoln Mercury truck. They don't have a division as large as GMC that, you know, we have to share production with. And I don't see that changing now. I don't see, one time I thought maybe we'd, you know, make it some kind of a deal with GMC and maybe give them all the full-size SUVs and we'll take all the trucks. They won't do that. So, you know, in a little bit of a degree, sometimes we compete with each other, Chevy, Silverado, and the GMC, but not really. I mean, we still sell many more Chevy pickup trucks and GMC. But again, combined sales, General Motors sells more trucks than anybody. And it is a great truck, and it just, I mean, right now we have a regular cab Silverado for only $21,900, you know, up to $10,000-plus off of Silverado coupe cabs and double cabs. And this October we've got 0% for 72 months on every 2016 model in stock, and it only goes from October 1st, which was Saturday, to the 10th of October. So we call it the, kind of a fast start program. 0%. The thing I like about 0%, Frank,
is it's 0%.
It's zero. It's pretty easy to explain. It's zero.
There used to be an expression. People would say, yeah, but it rides like a truck. And that used to mean it rides rough, because years ago, it was a whole different ride. Now, if you blindfolded somebody and put them in the passenger seat and said, okay, are you in a Suburban, a Tahoe, or a pickup truck? They could not tell the difference. They couldn't tell you. Because they all ride great.
That's right, Frank.
Yeah, true.
That's
true.
Right. You kidding me? So I'm trying to look up and see when the first extended cab Silverado came to market.
You know, you ought to trademark that. Are you kidding me? You know that guy, let's get ready to rumble, that guy.
Michael Buffer.
Michael,
yeah.
He owns that.
Yeah.
And you can't say it in any sort of way other than just talking about it. You'll get fined because he owns it. You need to file for the trademark, copyright mark, copyright law, whatever, for Are You Kidding Me?
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Or
yeah,
you
could own that.
No, you can, no, he's not kidding you.
Not
you
kidding.
Can actually.
That
can
be all yours.
How was your weekend, Frank?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I'll tell you why. We went to Kansas City because my daughter lives there. Saw her apartment for the first time. Saw a fantastic movie. And you and Mimi need to see this. Deepwater Horizon. The true story of the BP oil catastrophe.
Okay.
Wow, what a fantastic movie. So did that at one of those leather recliner theaters. Oh, there's a theater in Kansas City. It's an AMC theater. It's all automated. There are no people. Now, there are people, but they don't. You don't have
no
any
tickets.
No, you don't have any interaction with anybody except to pay. There's a popcorn thing. You get it from a dispenser. You go to this super electronic touch screen thing to get your drink. And then when you're finished, you pay a person. But outside of that, nobody hands you the popcorn.
Wow.
Or the can. It's all automated. And then you go into this recliner that you sit in. Oh, my goodness, it was fantastic. And the movie, Deepwater Horizon, blew me away. I had no idea that movie was that good. So, yes. And then we went to a place yesterday.
A lot of cover-up. I mean, a tremendous amount of cover-up by BP. And didn't they know originally that
some
of the equipment they used?
And that's what the movie points out. That could have been avoided. And there were two of the people at BP were sentenced when convicted of manslaughter. And then they reversed the decision for some reason. But the other thing we did yesterday, we went to a place called Chicken and Pickle. It's pickleball courts beyond anything I've ever seen. We've played pickleball. And I hope a chicken and pickle comes to St. Louis because
Pickleball.
What does the
so
chicken have to do with
it? They're building a restaurant, and the special is going to be chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken. You were talking about food, because you usually like to talk about food.
Well, I am. The chicken part is food. They have a restaurant and a pickleball courts.
Mm.
So that's what we did. That was the weekend. It was great. It was great.
Did you go anywhere fun for food, for dinner?
Yeah, we went to a couple of places. I don't remember the names of them, but they were great. A place called the Tavern and the Plaza in Kansas City, and another place that my wife says we have here, something Cooper's. I can't remember the name of it. It's something and then Cooper or Cooper's. But, yeah, we did. It was a great
lot of help.
And the sun shined in Kansas City all weekend, and I understand here it didn't.
Mm-mm. No, it was cloudy. I mean, it seemed like it was almost the end of October, if not the 1st of November. It seemed extremely fall-like. I mean, we went running. I don't know if you went running this weekend.
No, yes. I never miss running. Yeah. I never miss that.
Yeah. You know, that's amazing because you look like a runner.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
So, but, I mean, if you get up at a certain time, really, seriously, because, you know, it's still dark out at, pitch dark at 5:30, 5:45, but it's like 55, 56 degrees. And you walk outside, you're like, oh, my God. Blackwater Jack, the Black Lab, the wonderful Black Lab, he just gets so excited. Poor thing, he's getting too old to hunt. I might take him out maybe once or twice, but he just, he runs so hard, works so hard that then his legs, his hips get really sore, and I just don't want to hurt him.
How old is he?
10 and a half.
Oh.
Well, yep. No, that's like 73, 74 in people, human years. Mm-hmm. 73, 74 years old. Mm-hmm. That's getting up there. Now, when you said it was pitch black, do you know what that means? You know what pitch, where that comes from, what pitch black means?
No, where does that come from, Frank? Tell me, please.
Now, see, now he's being...
And we've gone through this.
I'm not being funny. I really want to know where pitch black
is. There is something called pitch, and it's used in asphalt, and it is considered to be the blackest, darkest element there is. It's actually called pitch, and it's found in asphalt. So if they need to add more pitch, there's a thing that's black. It's called pitch. You can look it up. We know lots of stuff.
It's a learning show here.
It is a learning show. Yeah. Now you know.
Knowledge, that's 550.
That's amazing.
Knowledge.
That's really something.
I don't think he's that thrilled about learning.
I'm trying to tell him something. He's making fun of it.
I just think, let's see, maybe we charge that.
26 more days.
Unfortunately, the St. Louis Cardinals not in the playoffs. I know the town is like in a little depression, but got the St. Louis Blues starting up opening game this Thursday.
Well, and we got our Rams. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry, we don't have.
No, I could care less about football. How about the ratings for football? National Football League are like way down.
Are they
good?
Yeah. Let me ask you, did anybody, I know we're going along, did you watch any of the Ryder Cup?
Yes.
Us golf against the European golf.
I did. I watched it. That was so entertaining to watch that kind of golf, to where the
How about the guy from the crowd?
Oh, that was awesome.
When the golfer says, you can't kick
it.
You can do it better? Come on. And he did.
Yes.
Did he sink right in the middle? And then they give him the putter. Wasn't it McIlroy gave him his putter?
McIlroy and...
Man, that guy, what a great moment for that guy.
Oh, and they put a $100 bill down, yes, and they signed it for him. And
that was terrific.
It's just such sportsmanship. Now, they go at it. And the crowd, you never hear this in a regular golf match, or if a European guy, let's say, Jordan Spieth is going up against Rory, McIlroy, and all of a sudden Rory misses. You don't hear the beat. They want to clap and go, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
He missed that putt. But here, in this event, they are cheering when someone from Europe misses a putt. And it's like going, oh, I can't believe they're getting away with this. But it really, and that the golfers, just how they, they were interacting and having so much fun. And then afterwards, the sincere, it's the first time the U.S. has won in 8 years.
Yeah.
They do it every other year.
And, man, some of those guys were making putts. I mean, they were so long, the putts.
Dan,
crazy.
I was kind of on a roll there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
When you have a chance, YouTube, Sunday morning, sunrise at the Ryder Cup, Hazeltine, Minnesota. It's got to be, 10,000 plus people singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
But during the sunrise, because they have to get, in these seats early, and I'm pretty sure it was around the 18th green. And
Watch it now, because the way this country's going, pretty soon you won't be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner anymore. I got to say this. I didn't know this until last night, and when I found this out, it infuriated me. When you asked me about the NFL, if I never watch another game, I don't care, and I'll tell you why. When I found out that the NFL was charging to honor those wounded soldiers at games, before the game or at halftime, they were getting paid to do that until they got caught. And then they stopped taking the money. Screw them. And the other thing I found, I didn't know this, but the Obama administration, sometime back, said that generals, admirals, could no longer have a personal Bible on their desk at a military post.
Because,
what? No, no. It's unbelievable what's happening. So when you said all these people singing, I'm thinking, well, five years from now, we may very well never see that again. Because we're going the wrong direction.
Well, in something like the Ryder Cup, and I think in there's still so much patriotism in this country, all right? And, I love this country. I mean, as screwed up as it is, I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the Saturday Night Live, but Alec Baldwin.
I forgot to record.
Oh, I missed that.
I forgot to record.
My God, the spoof they did on the debate, it is pretty hilarious. But it really is not too far off from what actually took place during the debate. So, I don't know. Let's just keep, Frank, let's just keep loving each other.
That sounds great.
Can't we all just get along? What the world needs now, Frankie.
Love, sweet love. And what we need is your phone number.
314-837-1800. Come and get some Lawn Dog love here tonight. Late.
We got plenty of it.
I mean, this is one of my favorite months in the entire year. Not only because duck season starts, but just the change of weather. The trees will start changing soon.
I will tell you this. The only thing I like about October is I have a fond memory. My first feels under a girl's sweatshirt were in October.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We were on a hayride, and I got to reach up under her sweatshirt. Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah. That's
Okay. Thanks.
Come on. What guy doesn't have that memory? That's a huge, huge moment.
314-837-1800.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We'll send you some business. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
That's funny. He didn't want to talk about
it. No, he didn't.
He gets uncomfortable.
About natural male heterosexual urges and accomplishments. I mean, I will never forget that. The church hayride. And we're cuddled up in there.
A church hay, right?
Oh, dark blankets, and you're in the hay. And I just thought, well, see what happens.
Let me check. Kind of reached she up didn't smack you or anything?
No. Oh, no. That was great. Let's see. Oh, I have to do a little business here. Ballast Dental Care. My son did the Invisalign. Invisalign is the new braces. It shouldn't even be called braces, because braces implies metal and sharp and tightening and bleeding and pain. And nah, Invisalign, there are people that have it. You don't even know they have it. It's like those hearing aids where you go, what? You wear a hearing aid? Can't even see it. Same thing. Invisalign. It's so much different and so much better. They've come so far with braces, I guess we could still call it. I've gone to Ballast Dental Care for 43 years. I'm going to go another 43 years. If I live that long, I'll just keep going there. As long as they're around, that's where I'll go. I'm inviting you to go to, you folks who don't have a dentist or hate your dentist or for whatever reason, please accept this invitation. Make one appointment. Make that first appointment, and never again will you dread going to the dentist. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
And here's your friend and mine to give you traffic. It's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they have cleared the accident that was on westbound 70 past Brand. All lanes are now open, but boy, the mess is still back all the way to the depressed section. And it's going to be making its way further out west, especially around Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt. So expect slowdowns as you go out past the airport. You're going to hit heavy traffic again from the Earth City Expressway out past the Blanchett Bridge. Now, we found an accident. It was in the roadway. They moved it off to the right shoulder. Damage done already, though. Southbound 270 at Ladue. Traffic is jammed approaching Page to that point, and then from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Some stop-and-go pockets there. On eastbound Highway 270, it's a little bit lighter than normal. You're slowing about midway between McDonnell and Lindbergh through 170. And on westbound 364, pretty heavy right around the Maryland Heights Expressway through the Veterans Bridge. Staples, they have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for more savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250.95.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 369-369.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 369-369. Again, that's CLASS to 369-369.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250.95.
All right, you don't want to miss the Playhouse at 5 o'clock because I'm going to tell a joke I haven't told. I don't think I've told it for 5 years. And somehow or other, something reminded me of it. And I thought, my goodness, I haven't told. So I'm going to tell that today. You don't want to miss it. It's a great joke. A week ago Friday, we had our golf tournament. And if you remember, I told you the following Monday that Saturday morning I woke up and I stepped down. I got out of bed and stepped down. And this horrible pain on the back of my heel. That's where your Achilles tendon is, I guess. And I could barely walk. And I iced it. And then my wife, and I can't stand it when they're right, but she was right. She said, are you using the inserts, the good feet inserts? And I said, no, I haven't worn them for a while because I don't need them. She said, put them in your shoes. I put them in. I'm not making this up. This happened like Tuesday. These guys saw me limping around here Monday, and it was so painful I could barely walk. I put those inserts in, and the minute I put my foot in, it changed the way the angle of my foot just enough that it took that pressure off. My foot feels fine. It felt fine after a couple of days. It just very quickly and gradually completely went away. The Good Feet Store, they don't sell shoes. They sell inserts, arch supports. You got pain in your feet, maybe not even in your feet, knees, hips. It could be coming from an issue with your feet that can be resolved in many cases with a simple arch support. There's a Good Feet Store on Olive, west of 270. Sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Dearburg's. The Good Feet Stores. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com. I think we may have the best playhouse we've ever had in the history of this show. I know. That's for you to decide. Don't go away. 5 o'clock, Big 550.